Elizabeth Welsh, I'm the principal of Elizabeth Welsh Family Law Practice.
What is your reaction then to these statistics?
I think stalking has probably been underreported and certainly not properly recorded until recently. The specific crime of stalking was only introduced in Scotland in 2010. And the Act commenced in December 2010, so there wouldn't be recording of any stalking offences as stalking. Before that, it might have been treated as breach of the peace, or there might have been other kinds of domestic abuse offences. So that's partly, I think, the reason for the sudden increase, that it's only now beginning to be recognised as a crime. So the police will be identifying the specific offence of stalking and then perhaps reporting as stalking and pass it on for prosecution.
Do you think the police are taking this seriously enough?
Well, it's hard to say, because we don't really have any evidence which shows how much stalking is actually going on out there, so to compare with the number of offences that are recorded. I think it's been difficult. I've certainly found it difficult on some occasions to get the right response for a client where certain behaviour is not even recognised as being criminal. But I think because the crime as such is quite newly introduced, the agencies, the police and the Crown and Procurator Fiscal Service are putting things in place and getting up to speed on how to deal with stalking. And certainly the Crown and Procurator Fiscal Service have, it's my understanding, have designated a person in each of the individual areas in Scotland to deal with stalking, so that when a report comes in from the police of particular behaviour, it is actually identified as being the crime of stalking and dealt with accordingly, that it's not something that might either be dismissed or as being fairly trivial, because, as I say, the individual acts in themselves can sometimes appear trivial, but cumulatively the effect is very serious.
How hard is it to convict someone of this kind of crime?
Well, my experience hasn't been particularly good in terms of getting a conviction, simply because some of what we've reported has not been recognised as stalking, and we've had to sometimes present a complete dossier and still work hard with the fiscal to get a case taken forward. There are civil remedies that are available. If something is not recognised as being a crime, then someone who's subject to behaviour of this sort, which is abusive and threatening in nature, can apply to court for protection from harassment order, interdicts, powers of arrest. These are civil orders, but there are, in some cases, criminal penalties if the civil order is breached. So that can lead to a criminal conviction, which is, in all honesty, the most effective way of protecting somebody if there's a criminal conviction following on from the behaviour. That means it's been recognised by a public agency as being wrong.